Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The driver taken into custody over the fatal Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, left five people dead and dozens injured, has been identified.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Thompson has identified the person of interest as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. He is currently being questioned over the deadly crash on Sunday afternoon in the Milwaukee suburb. He has not been charged at this time. Unconfirmed reports coming from multiple sources says he has a lengthy criminal record and he may have been fleeing a knife fight from another location. A press conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time. Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Weather could be of concern in portions of the country this holiday season. Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people are expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well. Well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two Fox News guest commentators have resigned in protest of what they call a pattern of incendiary and fabricated claims by the network's opinion hosts. In separate interviews with NPR, Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg pointed to a breaking point earlier this month when Tucker Carlson's three-part series on the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol, calling it innuendo and conspiracy theories. USA Radio News.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border last week, another caravan with an estimated 2,000 people is approaching the border. Retired ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News it took only 9 months to destroy our secure border.
I wrote an op-ed a year ago saying Joe Biden become president, we'll lose control of the border, not just the illegal immigration. When you open the border like he has done, you open up just not the illegal immigration, you open up the illegal drug flow. Record amount of fentanyl entered this country this year under that open borders that killed over 100,000 people. That number just came out. 100,000 overdose deaths. DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes to the southwest border. That shouldn't surprise anybody. As far as terrorism, when that border is vulnerable, you got 400,000 gotaways. Add to the 1.7 million they encountered, which is really 1.9. You add to the 400,000 gotaways, you take the fact that Border Patrol's already arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 400,000 were known suspected terrorists were also in that screening database? These are people that don't want to get caught. This border is more vulnerable right now than it's ever been. The Biden administration took the most secure border I've seen in my career and unsecured it within 9 months. Record number of illegal immigration, record number of drug flow, and look, when you open the border like that, record amount of COVID and other diseases come across that border. It's just not an illegal immigration issue anymore. It's a national security issue. It's a public safety issue because of the fentanyl that's coming across that border and the criminals that come across the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, huh? I'll tell you, resistance is deep, it is strong, and we should not be surprised. But we need to match the resistance with the same amount of force, if not more. This is why the left has continued to take more progressive ground on us, is because we thought, well, this is maybe just a passing fancy, maybe not as serious as we thought, but here we are after less than a year of the Joe Biden administration. How do you like them gas prices? How do you like what you see on the empty shelves of America across the country? How do you like our national security, the lack thereof, our open borders, and on and on? This is what happens when your vote doesn't matter, and maybe you just take it for granted, and maybe because you're led to believe that somebody else is, hateful, and as Bob Cook said earlier, it wasn't that we cared that much about the Donald Trump personality, but, many of us appreciated the policies and we appreciated the concept of America being first. Now, not so much the case. So how do you like them apples, huh? Well, my good friend Sergeant Sangari is with us. He is a former U.S. Army lieutenant colonel who has lived a life of service, you know, for his people and for his country and for his family. Sargis, good to have you back with us. How you been, buddy?
Well, it's good to be back here. Much appreciated. And I have some good news for you. When you did the telethon for United Ascend Appeal, Helma Abbott, yes, your co-host, she just got, yes, married this past
night. Oh,
she,
so she's, oh, wow, her, congratulations. Oh,
thank,
please, give her a big hug, and I need an address. We've got to send her a little gift. She is, boy, what a sweet woman, very, very sharp. And who was the lucky man? And does he know how lucky he is? If he has any doubts, he can call me up.
No, definitely. No, it's good. You know, even in the crisis that the nation is at, it's still good to know that, we could count on future generations, and hopefully we could reset something, give them something positive that is functioning and working.
Exactly.
As they start to live their lives.
Right, without a doubt. What an incredible story, too. And that, she carries this legacy with her and will take it forward with her new family that she's building. That's awesome. That's great. That's great news, Sargas. Thank you for sharing that. I want to talk to you about how China has continued to press their ambitious agenda to be the dominant superpower. You know, we've got China, we've got Russia now. Boy, they're taking full advantage of this administration. And it's not just the administration, it is the country. No doubt the administration is leading the way here. And we've got our eye off the ball, Sargas, and Russia and China are happy to take advantage, aren't they?
They're happy to take advantage, but we keep on giving it to them. I mean, recently, just take a look at Afghanistan. We still have Americans left back there. I'm working with some of our patriots to try to get those Americans out still. And I have to tell you, when you have the Taliban turn around and say that we're going to go ahead and pay the wages, almost three-year wages of all the civil employees, well, where did they get this money from? Exactly. How did they get it? You got China sitting in the airfields there, Bagram operating. Either they got it because we turned around and gave them taxpayer money because, you know, they're not recognized as a government. Somehow money made into their pockets, or they sold our weapons. Who did they sell it to? Most likely China and others in order to be able to get the money to be able to sustain themselves as a government. Fast forward to where we are today, all the chip technology that we believe that we need to have for even our future techs that we operate, which is a name that China has picked up for their requirements, is now under the control of the Chinese. The companies that work with them, like TSMC, have cornered the market. Even Intel here is under pressure. Why is under pressure? Because the eaches of what it needs to operate these chips are controlled by the Chinese, and we are not doing anything to counter that.
How difficult would it be for America to take that back?
It would not be difficult. The problem is, as a gentleman from Silicon Valley recently said, to an investor, he said the first page is that you need to show how you're going to be able to help China become strong economically if you're ever going to work in Silicon Valley. So if that is the case, and that's what the American companies are doing, to include even some of our multi-industrial complex companies that have literally taken whatever new technology has been given to them possibility and have backdoored it through China, either through Korea or through other nations. Even Japan has been compromised now, given the fact that a lot of its company support is actually being shared with the Chinese. Possible future, take a look at what the hologram technology can do, which what we call Meta Universe, was being shared by the Japanese lab with Huawei. So in this case, it seems like there's a complete system set up in order to support China to become strong. And you've heard the stories of about Hunter Biden himself and how he's helped Chinese military industrial complex capabilities to take over some of the car manufacturing here in the United States, including helping them with striking deals for cobalt mining, which is very rare mineral in other nations. So if we are all compromised here internally to include them in the U.S. policymakers, then it's very difficult to reverse it unless you make an active commitment to trying to bring that manufacturing back to the U.S. and not with the Chinese companies, but with your new updated companies operating out of the new Silicon Valley around Lake Tahoe.
Why is it? Or do you suspect the American people are starting to realize that Joe Biden, Inc., the family business, and now as president of the United States, I mean, he sold his office as vice president. What's the likelihood that he would sell his office as president?
Well, I mean, if you're compromised, as we always say, you're compromised, regardless at what level you operate. And if you're not compromised, then you need to take active steps against what we're seeing arrayed on this battlefield. China has won the minds of most of the Americans. You could see the impact on Hollywood. You could see what is actually being established there by Chinese companies, and it's very difficult if we're not going to have leadership finally come on and call it for what it is. And unfortunately, when you compromise, it's very difficult to do that.
Well, even basketball, LeBron James is compromised. You have a Turkish basketball player with the Boston Celtics that's calling out the compromise and the duplicity of the NBA and some of its players, if not the leadership, as you mentioned. That is quite telling in and of itself. The question is, do the American people in mass have the backbone to protect their own integrity?
Well, that's a question, and unfortunately, I don't think we're in a position where Americans are going to do anything except for try to vote out.
We've got to go to break. We got more from Sargas after this.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, we're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Sarga Sangari is with us, the former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and China expert, and we're talking about these aggressive moves from the Chinese. I mean, they made it real clear, Sargas, that they want to replace America as the superpower, and right now it seems like the time is right. They're very aggressive in their moves into that direction with our compromised government that we have in office right now, and it's not just the Chinese. Iran is, they're making their aggressive moves to become fully nuclear, and Russia continues to be single focus on those things that would be to their advantage. Meanwhile, the United States gives up its energy independence, and we're begging oil from Putin, and we're asking OPEC to supply more. I mean, this is so absurd that we find ourselves in such a short number of months, but this is why elections matter. And leadership matters, does it not?
It does. And we put ourselves in this position because there's voters who bought in and basically bought what the other side was selling. You know, they sold the sizzle on the steak, and now they're eating the steak and realizing this thing doesn't taste as good as it should. Even our military is compromised now because most of the, as I was talking last segment, chip technology is being developed in the hands of the Chinese. So most of our systems that we need to include our sophisticated camera system for those airborne munitions are actually being built for those camera systems having Chinese chips put into them. So our military has compromised that capacity, and with the Chinese recently testing their hypersonic missile capability, even if we get the hypersonic missile capability into our Navy and into our military, and we're looking at maybe being almost a year from where we can accomplish that, in itself, we don't have a way of defending against these type of technologies. And as long as you got Silicon Valley and anybody willing to work with the Chinese to improve them for money, we'll never be able to be successful in countering them.
Sarkis, is it conspiratorial to think that the Chinese could have such control even through the back door, through Silicon Valley, with these chips, that they could have the ability to control those chips, even though we're thinking that, you know, our military weaponry is self-controlled?
No, the Chinese have been telling us they've been doing this. Like I said, even Intel is being really squeezed because it's not capable. The problem is sometimes we don't discuss these things maybe in Congress because the worry is that you're going to embarrass a company. Nobody cares about embarrassing a company. You have to lay the facts out. The Chinese do this mostly on open source. People can go and just Google search what they're buying, what they're selling, which companies they're pushing for, and how strong they are, and realize that all these companies have compromised. They can look at what the Department of Justice is trying to do in certain places when it comes to just going after certain individuals that work with these companies. They could take a look at the people who are compromised on open source from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, counterintelligence folks, all the way through a congressman who had individuals that were actual Chinese spies working in their offices. So
sleeping with them. You know, let's not forget that, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the way they develop a source, right? That's one of the ways to develop your source. So it's right happening in front of our eyes in the open, and the Chinese, you know, are basically as aggressive as they can be, fully knowing that Americans may not be doing anything to counter it. Like I said, even the metaverse that now Facebook is pushing, it is to control communication and how communication is fed here in the United States and how news is shared. The Chinese are trying to get in there so they could control our news media as effectively as they controlled our own news media.
You know, you think about it, Sargas, that here you have a compromised congressman, and it really bespeaks of the influence and power that the Chinese have, that there's no consequence whatsoever. Now, on the other hand, you have a congressman who puts out a rather benign meme, and all hell breaks loose, and he loses every position in his committees, and he's sanctioned by the House, and he's done so with rapidity that would give you neck strain.
That's because we keep on sending kids to Congress. When I ran for Congress in 2020, I said from day one in 2019, the only way we can save this country is we got to get military guys running and being on both sides of the aisle, both Democrat or Republican, because they understand the consequences of what failed actions are on a battlefield. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm glad that we have a lot of military guys running now, even in Illinois, where you know they get, right. Basically this is where they taught everybody how to cheat and steal votes.
Right.
Are the ones who are realizing that even here we have some military guys coming out and running to put pressure on the system. If you don't break it, you're not going to be able to finally reset it. Unfortunately,
exactly.
It is what it is. At least Americans have seen the consequences of who these bad actors are.
Yeah. Well, the thing we love and should love about the military is they take an oath of office that never expires. And that's their heart and commitment. This is why they're not about to leave any American in Afghanistan. And we've been led to believe, by this administration, we've just been filled with lies. But it's all typical. I mean, you know, whether we're talking about the southern border or what happened in Afghanistan, we were told that, it was maybe just a couple hundred people that were being left behind in Afghanistan. Then we find out later there's thousands and still remain thousands, right?
There's a lot of Americans there. I don't want to get into the numbers and ages because somebody might be listening. But we're trying to get those individuals out. It's difficult. I mean, look, even when we had SIVs that were trying to get out, it was the State Department that just was not picking up the phone, calling various different countries that we could fly into, saying, hey, do not shoot down this plane. This is one of the ones that has folks on that is leaving. Again, we go back to the whole concept of what are you trying to do? Are you trying to actively support the enemy? Either you have to do it because you're completely incompetent or you're doing it because you were told to do so. And frankly, from a military perspective, I was shocked when I saw American generals basically say, yes, sir, and leave Americans on the battlefield. But we've come to a point where having a job, even in the military, in today's military, may be more important than doing the right thing, which I never thought I would see that or say that. But as I have said in the past, before Pearl Harbor, once Pearl Harbor attacked, before the year was over, the U.S. military had purged almost 93% to 96% of its officer corps and others and brought new blood in, like the Pattons and everyone else who actually understood the consequences. We have to do a big reset within our systems, but it's not a system flaw. It is literally that we buy the information operations that are being pushed by the Chinese, unfortunately being pushed internally in this country by the folks who either directly or indirectly work for them.
Yeah, this is the thing that's amazing, Sargas, because what you're pointing out is all it takes is some, elementary observation. You don't even have to do a deep dive in this. This isn't conspiratorial. I mean, you just look at the fruit of the decisions that they have made and what they're supporting and the fact that not one general lost a job and you've got a lieutenant colonel who puts it all on the line. He falls on his sword and he's the one that, is getting kicked out of service. And with all the other consequences, 3 years away from, being fully vested and having a retirement, he is the only one that has the courage to fall on his sword. And where are the other military men and women, that should be standing with him against this stuff? But it really speaks of just how corrupt and how invasive this whole mindset is, doesn't it? We've got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
it is. We always say there's better future for the United States ahead, but we cannot continue saying that if we do not finally clean out these individuals that have been causing the root of the problem here. Unfortunately, the base has been eaten into so much, I'm not sure if we could recover.
Mm-hmm. He's a former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and candidate for office for the Congress, Sargis Sangari. Thank you, Sargis.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctor. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The driver taken into custody over the fatal Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, left five people dead and dozens injured, has been identified.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Thompson has identified the person of interest as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. He is currently being questioned over the deadly crash on Sunday afternoon in the Milwaukee suburb. He has not been charged at this time. Unconfirmed reports coming from multiple sources says he has a lengthy criminal record and he may have been fleeing a knife fight from another location. A press conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time. Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're ready to open the books with Adam Angieski, who joins us now, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to keep an update on what's going on. I mean, a lot of money is about ready, even more so, flying around out of our treasury. What's the government up to now?
So I just think at every level, it's a target-rich environment to give the government oversight. We broke a story last week that last year, incredibly, on all of the safe vaccines, the federal government paid out $250 million to those people injured or who had died from vaccines. These are the normal vaccines. These are the vaccines for influenza, for measles, mumps, chickenpox, you know, all the stuff that kids are mandated to get their vaccines to go to school and everything else, everything that's safe. And the feds admitted, and the claims were proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that these vaccines injured or killed people, and $250 million was paid out last year. However, on the fiscal year that ended September 30th of this year, $0 were paid out on the COVID vaccine. I guess that's the super safe one.
Yeah, although it's interesting, even according to VAERS, I think the number is up to 17,000, and we understand rather suspiciously that those numbers could be tapped down, but 17,000 people who have died post-COVID vaccination. And
one
doctor, I think Dr. Rick Cole is the one who did a video on this, Adam, and he said that suspiciously, because, you know, in medicine, the key is, hey, show me the autopsy. And it was quite revealing when he, you know, it's actually Dr. Ryan Cole, and he said suspiciously, and this was when they were at 16,000, there had only been one autopsy done on people who had died post-COVID vaccination. I mean, that's just ludicrous. And in the world of science and medicine, this is unconscionable. So this just adds to the politicization of, you know, this whole pandemic that we're all dealing with. And people are wondering, you know, what's going on? And then now the other thing that came out recently, speaking of which, is the CDC had to address the natural immunity, that somehow there's like 140 million people who are naturally immune. Now what does that mean? Now they've been tapping down all the studies there as to how long it'll last. You know, I can tell you for myself, because I'm like my own human experiment, having gotten COVID back in March, I just did a battery of tests, and my T-cell immunity and everything as strong as ever. And my doctor, who has been monitoring this with me, has been very, very persistent about saying, don't take any medicine you don't need. Right now, your immunity is strong, and so I go, okay, if this is the case for me at my age, what is it for others in our country who have contacted COVID and are naturally immune? But we're not hearing any information on that matter, so that's incredible.
So let's just unpack what you talked about in terms of VARS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. Okay, that's the one that's self-reported, where people self-report or families self-report to the federal website. And you're exactly right. That has 16 to 17,000 family-reported cases of deaths that they attribute on a self-reported basis to the vaccine. Now, over 5,300 of those deaths are attributed on the day of the vaccine, the next day, or the day after. So a third of those are recent deaths after somebody got vaccinated. Now, incredibly, there's only been 53 death claims to the federal payout website for COVID vaccine injuries and deaths. So 53 deaths of cases even reported. And that's because we delved into this. The rules, Bill, are super strict for the COVID vaccine versus a normal vaccine. So if you claim to have been injured or died because of the COVID-19 vaccine, you only have a year to file the claim. Normally, you have 3 years to file the claim. If you claim that you've been injured by the COVID vaccine, you're on your own. The fund will not cover your lawyer's fees. That differs from the normal fund that will cover your lawyer's fees. And the third thing is, if you're a child and if you've been injured or die of the COVID vaccine, there's relatively little money there for you. Let's break this down. So if you die, there's $370,000 if you can prove it. So if a child dies, they would get $370,000 the family. But if they're injured, they don't have a job, and the COVID side of things has no payout for you know, things like you know, for if you're
loss
if you
of
don't
work
lose
or,
wages,
yeah, away from you.
Correct. If you don't lose wages, there's no payout. So kids aren't employed.
Right.
There's no payout if you're just injured.
So what happened for somebody who's unemployed? I guess it's
a
projected loss of wage.
You can get up to $50,000 for 7 years if you can prove that you were injured by the COVID vaccine and can't work. So if you're unemployed, you have no. I don't think you probably have a cause. Here's the phrase that I was looking for: if you're a child, there's no payout for pain and suffering and emotional distress. And that differs from the normal vaccine fund, where there is payout for pain, suffering, and emotional distress. So things are a lot tighter on the COVID side, a lot tighter. And this is by design.
And this is what people are waking up to and realizing, that this is exactly as you said, Adam, this is by design.
about this. The president, President Biden, wants to pay out up to $450,000 per illegal. Mm-hmm. But if you die of the COVID vaccine, the maximum payout is $370,000. There's only 53 cases. On the self-reported side, there's up to 17,000. And the rules are very strict for payout. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Well, the fact that there's only 53, I mean, of course, we don't hear any ads. If you have suffered death as a result of COVID, go to this website. But we hear all kinds of ads about being vaccinated, not to mention the fact that you say the rules are very strict and they're doing everything they can to dissuade people from exercising, you know, their civic right.
Well, exactly. And can you believe, I mean, last year, 246.9 million dollars was paid out of the federal vaccine fund to people who proved, and it's very, very difficult to get your claim through. They proved they were injured or died from a vaccine in this country. So look, this is why vaccine mandates are a bad idea. Everybody has to make a decision whether or not they want to be vaccinated or not and what the risks are to them based on their own personal profile. And that's what we call good medicine. As you and I have talked before, Bill, if you're unvaccinated, have caught COVID and have beat it, your blood is very valuable. They're paying up to $800,000. I'm sorry, up to $800 per blood draw because they need your blood to make the antibody serum that helps people recover from COVID.
Exactly. Well, and, that's the part that makes sense. The other stuff, again, you know, we hear so little about that because there's not, we don't hear any ads or any promotion for people's blood and people who are naturally immune, not to mention the fact that, we're getting very little studies and, shockingly, we heard something, from the CDC finally over the weekend that, this needs to be considered. But boy, man, as soon as they said it, they in typical political form and fashion, they tapped that down really quick, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, Operation Warp Speed was amazing. They came out with this vaccine very, very quickly. The United States against this pandemic is holding up very well now versus the rest of the world. And, they just can't be honest as people exercise freedom and liberty to make their own choices. I mean, what is it with this government trying to control every facet of our lives?
Well, it's an attack on our constitutional rights, everything that has to do with the Constitution and our founding. This is what, the Marxists, Black Lives Matter, and we all have to realize these antithetical forces that are coming at us. And we keep trying to give them, a lot of space and grace and say, no, those talking heads, they don't know what they're talking about. All you got to do is look at the fruit of their policy. And, and as you start to connect the dots, it becomes quite obvious what they're trying to do. They are trying to bring this country to its knees, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we, the people, need to fight back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mangieski for opening up the books and telling it like it is. I mean, it's no wonder that President Biden's polling numbers continue to plummet because it's that old story. You know, what are you going to believe? What's in your pocketbook, or I should say, what's missing out of your pocketbook or your lying eyes? Well, it's becoming so obvious that, say whatever you want to say, but the level of competency or lack of competency of this government led by Joe Biden is so questionable at every turn. And here we are around the corner, Adam, from Thanksgiving, which will probably say, analysts are saying that this will probably be the most expensive Thanksgiving that we have experienced in decades.
Well, the price of gas in Illinois, we're based in Illinois, it is the Super Bowl of corruption, but the price of a gallon of gas is more than double over the course of just the past 12 months. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, and you think about everyday Americans that this hits so severely, especially those that are, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck anyway. And, you know, where you could fill your gas tank with, you know, $40, now it's approximating $100 every time you go to the gas tank. I mean, that's very painful. And people aren't probably even filling up anymore. They're probably just saying, okay, get me to a half tank or something just in order to, you know, and hopefully most of the roads leading to grandma's house this Thanksgiving are downhill that I can put it in neutral and conserve on gasoline usage, you know?
Well, I can't even get a full tank of gas on $100 anymore, which is pretty incredible. So last year, a friend of mine took a picture on November 10th of 2020, right after the election, and gas was $1.70 a gallon here in Illinois. Today, I'm filling up for over $3.65, $3.70 a gallon. So it's more than doubled just in 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's, having been born and raised in California, I'm based in Florida these days, and a friend sent me a picture of one of the gas tanks over $7 a gallon, Adam.
Huh.
It's just disgusting. And I think Joe Biden the other day quoted, you know, saying about $4.60. So somewhere between $4.60, $7 in California gas prices. And so there's a lot of pain out there. And meanwhile, our government is looking for new ways to spend more money. They keep chasing windmills here like drunken Don Quixote, and the waste continues to abound. Normally, you report to us on the waste of the week. What do you got up your sleeve this time?
So, outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, his hatred of Trump will cost New York taxpayers $30 million. So he wanted to remove President Donald Trump's name from all city property. As Eric Trump put it, New York's being overrun by crime and homelessness, and people are fleeing in record numbers. Yet de Blasio is using $30 million of taxpayer money to sell political scores. He took away the on the Woolman ice rink. He took the Trump management of that off. The price went up from $94 for a family of four to $109 for a family of four. And then on the golf course, Trump had a 13 years to go on his contract. So de Blasio was determined to kick the Trump organization off the golf course and end that contract early. Even the comptroller of New York, Scott Stringer, and the Bronx borough president, Ruben Diaz Jr., they're both Democrats, both residents, and they objected to this decision.
You know, and the thing is like you said, because of the hatred of Donald Trump, I mean, when you think about what this president did, you know, for this country in 4 years, what he could have done, Adam, had there been just a little bit of cooperation. But the resistance of the Democratic Party and those like de Blasio cost our country so much money. Could you imagine what our GDP could have risen if there'd just been a little bit of cooperation? But no, see, this is what makes politics so ugly and why more and more Americans are trying to distance themselves. They just don't want to be involved anymore because it's dirty, it's cumbersome, it's unfulfilling, it's destructive. I mean, and this is where politics is today, that we've become a two-party nation, sadly, and hopefully, God, we could only hope that maybe somehow our country might be able to, you know, find some gratitude and thanksgiving this holiday weekend, that maybe we could get, beyond some of this insanity. What do you think?
Well, Trump was the only guy standing in the way of what two parties, their grand plan and vision for how to tie this country up and constrict civil liberty in this country and make it in the socialist Marxist way that we see unfolding in Democratic policy today. He was the only guy from the outside that could stand up to both parties, and he did. And the reason they went after him so hard and continue to do so is because they really want you. He's just the guy standing in the way.
Exactly. Just like the rest of the world and the rest of the communists want America, and our Constitution and our love for freedom is standing in the way. Same thing, right?
Yeah. Now, that said, Trump needs to get some personal discipline. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you have to take fault with everything else. That's the trade, right? I mean,
right.
I don't like the personal carriage.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
We're back with you, America. Mina Seshamani, the doctor herself, is the director and center for Medicare for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And guess what we're going to talk about? Medicare open enrollment, which ends December the 7th, and why comparing plans can save you lots of money. Dr. Seshamani, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, why is open enrollment so important for people with Medicare?
Well, people's health care needs can change from year to year. And health plans can change their offerings each year. So shopping around and comparing plans can pay off. People with Medicare should review their coverage to decide if there are better options based on changes to their current plan, their personal budget, and their health needs. Even if you are happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs.
Exactly. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment?
Open enrollment is for all people with Medicare, which is health insurance for people 65 or older, certain people under 65 with disabilities, and people of any age with end-stage renal disease.
So you mentioned comparing Medicare plans. How can people do that?
We have tried to make it as easy as possible. So to review and compare Medicare plans, you can simply go to Medicare.gov, that's Medicare.gov, and click on Find Plans. You can add the prescription drugs you are taking to the plan finder and do a side-by-side comparison of plan coverage, cost, and quality rating to help you more easily see the differences between plans and feel confident in your choice. Now, if you choose a new plan for 2022, you can enroll right there. And if your current coverage still works the best for you, then you don't have to do anything further.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Mina Sashimani, the Director and Center for Medicare for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Sashimani, regarding the Medicare enrollment period, it is open now and it ends on December the 7th. What happens if people happen to miss the deadline?
Well, after December 7th, people with Medicare will have to wait until next year's open enrollment period to review their coverage options in Medicare. This is why we strongly encourage people with Medicare to review their coverage right now and see if they can find better value. Even if you're happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs. And this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday is a great time to talk with your loved ones about Medicare open enrollment. Whether you're connecting virtually or gathering in person, now's the time to speak with those closest to you about your healthcare options.
Two quick questions to wrap things up here, Dr. Sashimani. Where can people get help with comparing plans, and is help available paying for Medicare costs?
Yes. The answer is yes to both. So I mentioned Medicare.gov as the website, but if you need further assistance, you can contact 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. We are here to help 24 hours a day, including weekends. You can also get free personalized health insurance counseling in your local community from your state health insurance assistance program. So when you call 1-800-MEDICARE, they can also give you information for local health insurance assistance to help you to pick a plan that best fits your needs. In terms of paying for Medicare costs, if you have Medicare and if you're facing challenges paying for health care, you may qualify for Medicare savings programs that are run by your state. These programs are for people with limited income and resources to help pay some or all of their monthly payments to Medicare, copays to the doctor, prescription drugs, other costs. And this could really add up to thousands of dollars each year in savings, depending on your situation. So if your income for 2021 is below $18,000, it's worth contacting your state to find out about these programs that may be available to you. And you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get your state's contact information for this program.
Well, Dr. Mina Sashimani, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the information. Have a great day.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads
They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you owe the...